I invite Grzegorz to give his paper Swedish Swego po swoje, Anti-Jewish Boycott, Polish and East European Right-Wing Politics in the Early 20th Century. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Francois, and or the audience. My presentation will start with Warsaw and end with at Warsaw. Especially I try to identify to characterize the events of 1995 revolution, which brought the light to the tough division of social and political life in the Polish lands. Fears of unsettlement and of natural order and anxieties about the future of the nation were common amongst both middle classes and the social establishment. And in this time, therefore, the figure of the Jewish revolutionary perfectly suits these phobias. There is a typical Polish revolutionary in this way, anarchists, Polish in the Whigs, and Polish manufacturer of the bomb. Of this time, it is a bit later, but anyway, it gives you impression. In this regard, the vision of this disciplined society governed by the national organization defined by Roman Dmowski, national democracy leader, and national democracy as such might have appeared, therefore, on one hand, an authentic barrier against the chaos of the revolution, on the other, the only way to preserve the Polish national identity. No doubt about it, Moscow project antisemitism was central from the very beginning. What is more interesting and even fascinating, how effectively he added to this agenda new political slogans. To be sure, antisemitism was not, though, a key to index success during the revolution and shortly afterwards. Jewish question at this time had, in index rhetoric, only secondary status. Nonetheless, by the end of 1905, Vandecja, the social coming from national democracy, remained as strong as mass political movement. At this time, party which was orchestrated by Dmowski himself, namely by Dmowski and his colleagues, paved the way to creation of a genuine political propaganda machine. Within early months of 1906, the machine would spread over all country and would won comprehensive victory in Congress Poland, first election to the Russian state Duma. What was the clue to the index success at this stage was, in my opinion, a throwing down a challenge to the revolution, seen as a violent anarchy act, and as apocalyptic violence, and secondly, by effective management of the contra-revolutionary fears and anxieties. The peak of this new politics at this stage, a mixture of anti-socialist and disciplinary propaganda with some anti-Jewish motive, by the way, was, as I see it, the English uprising in 1906-97. For the very first time, this new attitude led from the ideological battle into the local civil war in the second Brussels city in the Congress Poland. For then that year, the exclusion of non-Polish groups from the national collectivity meant a compromising fight against them until their complete delegitimization. Much has written about those events, so I just call it simple facts and figures. In the so-called Rebellion of Łódź, 1906 and 7 was over 400 deaths and many other wounded, fallen in fratricidal assassination between rightist parliamentary squads and the leftist activists. The events of 95 and 87, so-called 95 revolution, strengthened Dmowski's role within the nationalist camp and among the public opinion. Not only the successes of Vandecja in the election in 96 and 7 suggested that nationalist ideas has gained broad acceptance among Polish voters. Moreover, the leader of National Democrats who took part in putting the revolution down from some section of public opinion became a symbol of charismatic leader, ready to assume responsibility for whole country. Hand in hand with this acknowledgement in his role was created a group of activists strictly subordinated to him, so-called by Polish public opinion Dmowszczycy, Dmowskitys, can you translate it? And what is interesting to us, they all became the moving power of the later anti-Semitic and boycott campaign of Vandecja. actually 1907, anti-Semitism in national democracy has many aspects. Firstly and first, mostly, anti-Jewish slogans had a practical value. It could may mobilize some parts of the society in the Congress, Poland, against the left. Thus, the index used those slogans not only to against the Jewish community, but in order to fight the left and the center, and in some cases, against the conservatives. If one examines the national journalistic writing of those days, what is most striking, how rapidly and to what extent it adopted negative disposition against towards Jews. As the time when this rhetoric connected all roles of inner enemy with the Jews during the election to Russian Duma in spring 1907, the index became even more radical, its attitude toward the Jews. It started to use political anti-Semitism as an instrument of active fight against any opponents. And the Jews began epitomizing all kinds of aggression against Polishness, and the National Democracy nominated itself as only depository and defender of the Polish values. And the tactic worked. However, the dynamic of the anti-Semitic rhetoric should be above all be connected with the emancipation of the Jewish community. A phenomenon that exceptionally affected the form and intensity of anti-Jewish attitudes after the revolution was emigration of the Jews to the Congress Poland from Russia, from some called Pale of Settlement. The enmity towards the so-called Litvak people from the, they are not mostly from Lithuania, but they were called Litvak. As a metaphor of a Jew strangle was the only outlet for Russophobia openly permitted by the Tsarist system. Most Polish publications of this time view the Jargonist revival as whether aggressive or provocative, the others as merely evasive. At a short-lived, this myth, together with the side effects of revolution, 95, had enormous impact on Polish politics. All these threats to Polish cause, so-called Polish cause, was accompanied by the rise of patriotic feelings connected to, in part, in nationalist persecution of the Polish population in Prussia, in part with general and international unrest, which many saw at the foretaste of the general European conflict of these days. What recurred then, side by side, with widespread anti-German feelings was even stronger anti-Litvak phobia. And these feelings were growing dynamically. Although this upheaval was led by the index, who cunningly turned the Jews into a universal enemy of Poles and Polish causes, the wave will flow chiefly through the Warsaw press and had much, much wider effect. All these tendencies found their affections in the popular culture. This is a symbol of the Warsaw siren, mermaid of Warsaw, with a, as you see, Jewish characteristics. In 1911, this tide of a social tension swept. This is new master of Warsaw. And it is 12, but it's very, very much the same as in 1911. A tide of social tension swept across the land of Russian partition. This coincided with the outbreak of Bailey's affair, which embraced even wider circles of society, reawaking medieval anti-Judaic myth. Moreover, the economic crisis of 1912 and 1914 affected one of the basic groups that made up the body of the index electorate, Christian bourgeois and small entrepreneurs. Polish, Varsovian peculiarity, half Polish, half Jew. It was then a general conviction that the presence of the Jewish competitors was main factor and delayed economic development and taken roots among the Christian middle classes. Therefore, from different perspective, that's the very true, as one of Polish historians wrote, at the beginning of the first decade of 20th century, all positions on this front were taken and clearly delineated. Only the signaling was missing. And what was just the election to the full Duma were to be announced. There is a boycott campaign, so we could wait a little bit. Much has been written about the role of the elections on the Fourth Duma in 1912 and the course that they taken and their significance to the Polish-Jewish relations. Before addressing some of this campaign, a bit of background to Polish-Jewish relations to Warsaw these days. Polish-Jewish relations were deeply affected by the very first time in 1907 by a fear of the Jewish domination. The city with a Jewish community numbering over 200,000 was the most important center of Jewish population in Europe, but the public presence of the Jews began irritating Christian majority. By the decision of the Russian administration, the requirement was made in the municipal electoral group to register the candidates. Among 83 electors of a deputy from Warsaw, there happened to be 46. That made 55% of all electors. In the mid-August, the government released information on eligible and registered voters, and the news was shocked to oppose. For the most of the Polish opinion, whether right or center-right, the conclusion was to form a united front, including the assimilationist Jews, to oppose any separate Jewish list and ensure the election of a Polish delegate. However, National Democracy rejected that idea, that any sort of agreement with Jews voters would possible on these acceptance terms. Primarily, this sluggard campaign, nobody believed in victory of the index, was animated by Dmowski, himself. There's a couple, there's a vision of Dmowski. And his vision of reality, and it seems that by forcefully putting himself as a candidate, he counted on splitting the Polish voters into national and Jewish, which was typical of his vision of the world. Jan Kucharzewski, the alternative candidate of the United Camp of Opposition, stood no chances if he was deprived of the Jewish votes. But Jewish electors, irritated by Kucharzewski's attitude, voted for a no candidate from the workers' electoral group. Dmowski, in one of his speeches, claimed that a Polish delegate chosen by Jewish votes could represent Jewish, not Polish interests, and therefore cannot be acceptable. On that basis, very last days of campaign, index propaganda machine were waging bitter polemical warfare with the Polish opponents, presenting the struggle with the Jews not only as a central issue, but as well a life and death question. One of the most frequently used weapons in this campaign, there was a tie the opponents with a Jew watch. The central-right concentration of opposition was referred to as a Jewish-Polish concentration, in members as a Jewish hirelings, all others were the defenders of Jews, representative of Judeo-Polonia or Judaized Poles, as such. One of the liberal critics noted, I quote, "Nowadays, everything in the country is Jewish, with the exception of national democracy," end of quotation. At the peak of the campaign, party began to publish a yellow daily press. It's not very good quality, in fact, but with attack, it is not visible, but the quality. Jewish Poles, that was attacked on the so-called Jewish Poles, which proclaimed that it accepts advertising only from the Christians. Each to each for his own. Swój do swego, po swoje. Workers, don't elect Jewish flunkies. And then anti-Jewish boycott. With contrast with the vigorous hatred campaign of Index, all parties of the concentration, at the first place, lacked whether the real unity and a consistent program. When electors choose an obscure candidate, Eugeniusz Jagiełło, a socialist delegate, the anti-boycott campaign was loudly announced. There's one of the leaflets. This way, kupujmy tylko swój, buy at ours. Bofeli in the latest studies underlined the limited influence of the economic boycott on the Jewish community. But on the other side, had a wider effect in a more profound sense. It was directed not only against the Jewish trade and industry, but against all contracts of post with Jews and with people considered to be Jewish. And in that sense, was most successful. The most important side effect of anti-Jewish campaign of 1912 was a firm embodiment of anti-Semitism in the political culture of Congress Poland and later on of all Polish lands. In this regard, more than any political event of this time, the election had boycott campaign and the election boycott campaign of 1912 marked a turning point in the further radicalization of the Polish right. But was it an uncharacteristic, a typical lapse, or did it have more serious implications for future? For sure, it was still an era of post-revolutionary frustration and undermining of belief in guiding ideas, so-called the years of Stolypin reaction, time of Polish terror, last but not least, economic crisis. When the Tsarist, for example, when the Tsarist government revealed a proposal to separate the home province from the Congress Poland and to nationalize the Warsaw-Vienna railway, feelings of Polish impotence were overwhelming. Or the same, one should ask here whether such conflicts should be avoided at all if we take into consideration the mentality of that era, the ideas of the nation, nation territory, the rights of the majority of this territory, and the place reserved to national minorities, demography, and compare this situation with what we know of the experiences of other countries, at least from Eurasia. To sum up, as a matter of fact, the boycott campaign was then a huge nationalist and anti-Semitic mobilization in all Polish territories as such. Without further research, it's difficult to define to what extent these, I quote, anti-Semitic sport events, as was called by Zofia Naukowska, one of the Polish writers, or Furor Polonicus by Szymon Dubnow, had taken root in the provinces. The very fruit of this boycott was an association development, the Society of the Development of the Industry, Crafts and Trade, the most virulent ever anti-Semitic group within Index movements, Rozwój Rannych Agitation in national journals, but also in the periodicals addressing to individual social groups, such as children and young people. The boycott campaign was then was the last step to unite all anti-Semitic and rightist movement around national democracy. As far as we know, all regimes are barren ground for rightist movements and attitudes, which need an open air of political rivalry to come and combat as much their ideological adversaries on the left. In comparison with Russia, it was only with the government retreat in the stormy days of 1905 revolution that the Russian right as a political movement was born and declined again in strength and importance as authority recovered confidence and control. It is striking then when in Tsarist Russia, parallel group to the Polish National Democrats, the Union of Russian People, Союз Русских Людей, in the years after 1907 and 1908, gradually lost the dynamism. The unity and the mass appeal before the government recovered the index in contrast for not without problems grew systematically. By the Great War, despite some inner splits and breakups, the movement considerably strengthened its mass base, remaining the most powerful political force in Polish territories. And I leave you, there's a couple of interesting caricatures of this time. The Jewish ghost, and the title is How It Would Be, because just have a look at the date. That would be, if not, would be a boycott campaign. The same, how would be, what was in the theater, how's it look like? And how, to whom they built a monument in Warsaw? To Peres, Jewish writer, Jakon, editor-chief of Haid, or the Baron Rothschild, whatever, who was the Baron Rothschild in Warsaw in these days. And in academia, you can recognize vividly the Polish stronghold socialist. On the left, it is independent socialist, on the right, the international socialist. And this is our heaven. And I leave you for some seconds with a famous dialogue within Jewish delegate, Jewish Marshal, Louis Marshal, in 1918 with Mosky about the effects of the pogrom. Let me say that, in my judgment, said the Marshal, a pogrom is 1,000 times less objectionable than a boycott which you have invented. But such a boycott you have created and which has now continued for 6 years is a manifestation of hatred which grows by what it feeds upon. The poison works day and night. It becomes more virulent as the years go on. It is subtle and insidious in its operation. It passes beyond the control of him who first administrated an end in the ends. Is destructive not only to immediate victims, but to those in whom the venom has been endangered. And if you permit me, Mr. Dmowski, to use the expression, I regard your action, the action of your party and of yourself, as a simply monstrous. Here he interrupted to say, I think your characterization is not out of place. In fact, I like the word monstrous. Thank you very much.